Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude fell from $69.40 per barrel to $67.86 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $63.41 per barrel to $62.37 per barrel. Payments for this year's permanent fund dividend started today. More than 600,000 Alaskans will get the $1,000 PFD. And when adjusted for inflation, it's the smallest amount in state history. Brett Watson is an economist with the University of Alaska Anchorage's Institute of Social and Economic Research. He wanted to know how the purchasing power of the PFD has changed over the last few decades. And to do that, he picked 3 years, 1982, 2003, and 2025, all years with a PFD of around $1,000.
So I think looking at the PFD in this way tells us as much about how we think about inflation or the things that we buy as it does about the dividend itself.
What categories did you look at and why?
So I looked at how purchasing power of televisions might have changed, how purchasing power of housing might have changed, and how purchasing power of travel services might have changed over this period. As you alluded to in your introduction, it's certainly true that the aggregate purchasing power of the dividend has shrunk over time. When we think about this in terms of the purchasing power as measured by the Consumer Price Index. But I think people might be wondering, well, what actually goes into the CPI? And so I think looking at it in terms of these three components provides a little bit more rich detail and helps inform us about how the CPI is actually calculated. So I thought about calculating this in just physical distance terms. So how many round-trip drives could you make from Anchorage to Fairbanks on a single PFD payment? So we want to account for a couple of things in this calculation. We want to look at the average fuel economy of vehicles because that's been changing over time. Vehicles were a little less fuel efficient in the 80s versus the 2000s versus today. We want to take into account gas prices and then obviously account for the dividend size. So in 1982, you might be able to make that round trip drive between Anchorage and Fairbanks 16 times on a single PFD payment. In 2003, you might be able to make that same drive 14 times. In 2025, though, you'd only be able to make that round trip drive 8 times. So half the number of round trips between Anchorage and Fairbanks.
And then what about housing?
So fuel's not the most important part of the CPI basket. In fact, the most important part of the CPI is how much we spend on shelter or housing. So that was another component that we looked at for this little analysis. We compared the price of housing in Anchorage in 1982, 2003, 2025, those same time periods again. In 1982, the typical home in Anchorage was selling for about $120,000. In 2003, the typical home was selling for $180,000. And in 2025, the typical home in Anchorage was selling for $390,000. And so you can see pretty considerable escalation in that housing category. And that's really important because, as I mentioned just a minute ago, housing is the most important part of our consumption basket. We spend about 30% or 40% of our income on shelter. And so if there's a lot of inflation in that category, it really erodes our overall purchasing power. If you think about how many dividends it would take you to purchase a home, in 1982, it would take you 120 dividends or so to be able to buy a house. And in 2025, it would take you almost 400 dividends to buy a house, right? Four times as many PFDs in order to purchase a home then as it would now.
Should we talk about TVs?
Hard not to relate the PFD to purchases of kind of these big ticket consumer durable items like televisions. So in 1982, what kind of TV could you buy for your $1,000 dividend back then? Well, you might have purchased an RCA Color Swivel Track. This was a 25-inch television. It came in one of those cabinets, right? A big wooden cabinet. That cabinet probably weighed like 200 pounds. Got to look at the old ads for these televisions as part of this little project. The advertisement said that it came with a remote, which was a kind of an exciting feature for this television in 1982. what can you buy for $1,000 today in the TV market? Well, that might buy you a Sony Bravia LED 4K ultra high definition smart TV. And you could get probably a 75-inch TV for that $1,000 dividend in 2025. And not only is it considerably larger, almost three times the screen size of that television from 1982, it also weighs less.
Brett Watson is an economist at the University of Alaska Anchorage's Institute of Social and Economic Research. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.